Short version of Science Center, December 1st, 2024.
For tonight's study circle, I chose a quote from the Dina Rahini. Baba says, "All living beings are actors on this stage. They take their exit when the curtain is rung down or when their part is over. On that stage, one may play the part of a thief, another may be cast as a king, a third may be a clown, and another a beggar. For all these characters in the play, there is one who gives the cue. The prompter will not come upon the stage and give the cue in full view of all. If he does so, the drama will lose interest. Therefore, standing behind a screen, at the back of the stage, he gives cues to all the actors, irrespective of the role, be it dialogue, speech, or song, just when each is in most need of help. In the same way, the Lord is behind the screen on the stage of our existence, giving the cue to all the actors for their various parts. So every actor must be conscious of his presence behind the screen of illusion. He must be anxious to catch the faintest suggestion he might give, keeping a corner of the eye always on him and having the ear pitched to catch his voice. Instead of this, if a person forgets the plot and the story, that is to say, the work for which one has come, and the duties that appertain thereto, and neglects to watch the presence behind the screen, and simply stands dumb on the stage, the audience would laugh at his folly and charge him with spoiling the show."
I think the most important part of this quote for me is, on the stage, one may play the part of a thief, another may be cast as a king, a third may be a clown, or another a beggar. We immediately think that we are the player, all of you. Nobody identified with the one that gives prompting, even though that's the only existence. You see how we miss the boat? So we watch the person being a thief, one a clown, another one a king and a queen. Let's contemplate. Are we the role that is given to us? And if we are, can we ask ourselves, who is the one that was given this role to? Then we contemplate on it. We say, wait a minute, what is going on? I mean, we read the code and we say, okay, we're just playing a role. Who is playing the role? And how do we come to play this role? Let's go back to omnipresent meditation. In omnipresent meditation, we say all is God. All is consciousness. The actor, the role, all of it. So what are we talking about here? It all depends who you think you are. You can just be oblivious that this is a role and we take it seriously and we play it and we bear the consequence. Then we'll go a little bit deeper and we say, oh, this is a role. That's not enough to accept a role. Then find out how this role unfolds. So what is it to do? First, we had a responsibility that we were the role. Then we have the responsibility that we just have a role. Why don't we cut all of that and say, since God is omnipresent, I cannot be separate or different from it. Therefore, acting, reacting, playing, not playing, is all one. From this code, we're debating about how to deal with our role. Why? And also what it does, please argue with me because I'm not all-knowing as far as Another thing happens is that different roles, the ego cannot judge it. Bad and good means nothing anymore, right? If I'm losing you, let me know. If the role of Ida in my dream at night is to slap me in the face, who is slapping me in the face is an entity that was made up, slaps me in the face. Who is going to judge it? Another entity judging it. So let me get to the moral of the story before I become too much. The moral of the story is the easiest way to remedy everything is to identify with the all-present, all-knowing, all-powerful, period. Otherwise, we are building an idol, worshiping idol, our own idol, our own entity that does not really exist. He says, keep a corner of the eye always on him and having the ear pitched to catch his voice. Means be in touch with your reality. I was in an interview room on a Christmas Eve with Baba. He took me into a private room and I said, Baba, I'm miserable. He said, listen to your conscious voice. I said, I don't know how. He said, you will. In other words, be aware of your reality. Just be aware of the God that you worship within your own self. And then he says, giving the cue to all the actors for their various parts. That's as long as we think we are a human, we listen to our conscious voice. In the end, you are the conscious voice. I promise you. You are the conscious voice that you were receiving as an individual. As totality, you are the one that actually prompts every other actors that they think they are the entity. So the good news is that we don't want cosmetically make the code fits us. We want to go to depth of it. You know, I think all of us, those of you on the Zoom and live stream and the ones that we are sitting here, we can all with one voice say that I just want to be a free of responsibility. A spiritual responsibility and the worldly responsibility. If that's how you feel, you're in the right place because we have Baba to tell us who we are. And anytime we go into silence, we find that we never did have responsibility. We never did. So, therefore, our only practice would be to relax in our reality and let the reality of all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful lead this entity. We are not responsible for the entity. We are responsible for realizing our truth. Here in the world of humanity, we constantly want the human to get better. The human become virtuous. And Baba says you can be a thief. It's the same as if you were a saint. It's just a role. So we leave that alone. We just free ourselves of thinking we're a thief or a king or a queen. And how do we do that? By knowing what is real and what is not real and holding on the platform of reality while we are going through the ordinary life of ours, day to day, taking care of the kids, taking care of their sports, taking care of their food, making sure we have enough money, all of that is fine. But let us remember who we really are.
Before this journey, when I take the decisions towards the worldly life, I felt, I'm going in the right direction. Then you fail or you succeed. That feeling came in. But right now, after coming into this journey, when I take any decision, there is a thought coming up. Is it my ego, the self, taking the decision, or am I following the godly orders? When this question comes in to convince myself, I just say, prompter knows what I should be doing, and he is the one making me to do it.
It's right? So many words. It's too much. I'm sorry. It's too much conversation where taking responsibility. Am I doing good? Am I hearing my inner voice? Am I being guided? Let all of that be. Just be quiet. Just let it all go. Mm-hmm. Let the life flow. And without the interference of this dual conversation, I promise you will go easier. The doors begin opening for you. Whenever you struggle, it only happens up here. I don't care how convincing it is. Whenever there is calmness there, your heart is open to receive.
After a newcomer talks about her devotion and trust, Sat says,
Ramana talks about you either surrender to God or you become one. So one is through wisdom and one is through devotion. And they both end up the same place. You know, I was going to say that I will tell you a story. In time of Jesus, Jesus says that he went through being a servant of God, then son of God, then being one with God. In a human life, I take my own life as an example. When I was 18 on, I was not a happy child. I was not a happy person, and I got married very early. And it dawned on me, if I go and do service, I will feel better. So I started going to shelters, nursing homes, and in the streets. That went on for a few years. And I did feel better. But I still felt alone. My family did not quench it. My marriage didn't even do that. So by serving for years, I felt closer to God. I felt satisfaction. I felt like, now I'm going to call him my father. So I started calling God Father and showered God with love, which was in the form of Sai Baba. When the love and reliance, just like yourself, happened, then I start getting some communion from inside. And the communion turned to what we have. Then I felt like I and my father at times feel like we have no separation, because I was given from within myself the meditation of omnipresent meditation, which is, if God is everything, what can I be? then at that time, I'm not saying I'm self-realized at all. I'm just saying what happened to me. And now, tonight, I share that part that we all have served. We all feel close to God. We love God so much, we want to merge in it. We don't want any more separation because it's painful. And that's what drove me into wanting to not find any gap. And when Baba says, you're God, he said it many times to me, then I had to either accept it, that since God is omnipresent, how can I be separate from it? Or I still go on thinking that I am a branch of a tree that cannot be nourished from the thing. So this is why I totally understand when you say, I want to have this companion, like
a bhakti.
Yes, a bhakti. And just know that I also was a bhakti for a long, and I still am. But at the same time, this, your bhakti turns to jnana. And don't resist it. It will come to you from within your own self because of your devotion and your bhakti. And I know Serenia was like this. Most of you guys experience this devotion. Devotion never goes away. It just turns to something closer to your heart.